Justices will decide if Trump is eligible. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The Supreme Court agreed Friday to hear the Colorado ballot case, which may alter the course of the entire presidential election.
Arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court are set for February 8th in a case that could determine ballot access for former President Trump in several states. Justices agreed to take up the appeal from the former president's legal team after Colorado's Supreme Court ruled the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause disqualifies Donald Trump from again serving as president. Maine's Secretary of State made a similar ruling. That decision is being appealed in state courts for now. Challenges to former President Trump's ballot access are being considered in several other states. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden kicks off his reelection campaign saying, "We nearly lost America 3 years ago on January 6th.
It was among the worst derelictions of duty by a president in American history. An attempt to overturn a free and fair election by force and violence."
Speaking near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, the president warned of the dangers of reelecting former President Trump.
"Today, we're here to answer the most important of questions. Is democracy still America's sacred cause?"
Biden says Trump is trying to steal history the same way he tried to steal the election. Trump, however, blasting the president, accusing him of fear-mongering and poking fun at him.
"They've weaponized government. He's saying I'm a threat to democracy. He's a threat to democracy. Wow. Okay. Couldn't read the word."
Speaking to a crowd in Sioux City, Iowa, Trump again repeated his false claim that he won the 2020 election. Now 100 dead from Japan's 7.6 magnitude earthquake. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A section of a plane blows out mid-air after taking off from the Portland, Oregon airport.
Passengers on that Alaska Airlines flight tell us that the pressure was so great that it sucked the shirt off of a child who was sitting near a window. It's not clear if the window blew out first and then the panel, or if everything came off all at once. That plane was in the air heading to Ontario, California from PDX when that window failed. The pilot turned the plane around and landed back in Portland. There is no word right now if anyone was hurt. However, Alaska Airlines posting on social media, they are aware of the incident involving one of their flights, and they will share more information as it becomes available.
Fox 12 Portland's Riel Creighton. The Pentagon reveals Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was admitted to Walter Reed Hospital on January 1st. The Pentagon press secretary said Austin was treated following complications from a recent elective medical procedure. Austin said to have recovered well and is expected to resume his full duties. New research is out about two drugs used for diabetes and weight loss.
Researchers in a study supported by the National Institutes of Health analyzing the medical records of nearly 1.6 million patients with type 2 diabetes and over 240,000 with obesity, finding those who take semaglutide, the ingredient in Ozempic and Wegovy, are 73% less likely to have suicidal thoughts than those taking other weight loss and diabetes medications. Semaglutide regulates the appetite and insulin levels, sparking concerns about possible psychiatric side effects. The study published in the journal Nature Medicine. The Food and Drug Administration says while it continues to monitor the safety of all medications, the benefits of these outweigh their risks when they are used according to its approved labeling. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And stocks snapped a 9-week win streak as investors reacted to economic data. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.